Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Hey, welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, if you want to be rich, you have to learn to think like the rich. Without a millionaire mindset, you will remain stuck in a lower or middle income reality. Listen to today's clip by Jack Canfield and discover how to avoid that fate and design the future you imagine. Here's Jack.
Hi there, Jack Canfield here, and today I want to talk to you about how you can develop a millionaire mindset. The reason for this is that if you want to be rich, you have to learn how to think like the rich. Without a millionaire mindset, you will remain stuck in a lower or middle income reality. But once you've developed a wealth mindset, you will start to automatically do the things you need to do to create more wealth and more abundance in your life. You know, we all have a financial set point. It's like the thermostat in your house, and it's set to a certain temperature. Too hot, the air conditioner comes on, gets too cold, the heater comes on, keeping you within a degree or two of where you've set the thermostat. And your inner financial set point works the same way, keeping you in your financial comfort zone until you reset your financial thermostat. Now, if you don't work on developing a millionaire mindset by retraining or reprogramming your subconscious mind, your subconscious negative attitudes and limiting money beliefs will keep you stuck where you are. I think the following metaphor will help you understand this more clearly. Imagine you have 100 horses, and they're harnessed in such a way that 15 horses are pulling in one direction and 85 horses are pulling in the other direction. The 15 horses are your conscious mind, your conscious intentions, and your financial goals. But the 85 horses are your unconscious mind, your unconscious programmed beliefs and attitudes about money. Now, clearly, in that contest, the 85 horses will overpower the 15 every time. And unfortunately, this is the same thing in your mind. You have to get the unconscious mind supporting and pulling in the same direction as the conscious mind. Otherwise, you're going to always stay stuck. So let's look at how you can develop this millionaire mindset, what steps you need to take, and how often. So first, you have to identify and release your limiting money beliefs. Things like money doesn't grow on trees. It's selfish to want a lot of money. You have to have money to make money. You have to work hard to make a lot of money. Money is the root of all evil. You can't buy happiness. The more money you have, the more problems you have. Wealth brings pain and misery. Any of those sound familiar? And one of the worst ones is, I don't have what it takes to make a lot of money. Or I can make money, but I can never hold on to it. Well, the easiest way to do this change, to reprogram your subconscious or unconscious mind, is with affirmations. And you can do that by repeating written affirmations out loud or silently to yourself twice a day for about 5 to 10 minutes each time. Or you can listen to pre-recorded affirmations on CDs or MP3 files downloaded from the internet while your hands are busy, but your mind is free. Affirmations like these. Every day I practice the success principles that are based on universal laws. I have everything I need to create anything I want. I am now using my core genius to create unlimited prosperity. I now have enough money to buy anything I need or want. I see opportunities for enriching others and myself everywhere I look. I have the ability to accumulate people, resources, and capital to support all my goals. I consistently take actions I need to take to increase my wealth. I constantly find abundance and prosperity everywhere I look. And I deserve to be a millionaire and am comfortable asking for what I want and need. Now, you always want to create and practice affirmations affirming both your income and your lifestyle, such as I am so happy and grateful that I now have a $200,000 a year income, or I'm so happy and grateful that I'm now a multimillionaire. Or I'm so happy and grateful that I now spend my days traveling all over the world solving global challenges through impact investing. Or I'm so happy and grateful that I'm now feeling safe and secure in the knowledge that we have enough money for our kids' college education. Now next, take a few minutes twice a day when you first wake up and right before you go to bed and repeat each income or lifestyle affirmation one at a time. And then close your eyes after each one and then take a moment to visualize it as if it's already come true and fill in all the details of where you'd be, who else is there, any sounds you'd be hearing, including what's being said, and most importantly, feeling the feelings you would feel if you'd already achieved it. That's really important, to feel the feelings. Now finally, practice the principle of acting as if. Start right now acting how you would act if you were already a millionaire or a multimillionaire. How would you walk and talk? How would you hold your body? What would your attitude be? How would you interact with your family, friends, coworkers, clients, and customers? And then start acting that way today. You know, one of the most powerful exercises I often do in my life seminars and trainings is to have people stand up and mill around the room, interacting with people for 10 minutes as if they were already millionaires. And at the end of the exercise, I ask people if they found that they were any different. Everyone always reports that they were more confident, they felt more outgoing, they were happier, they were more enthusiastic, and they were more energetic. You could hear the noise in the room. The level was really high, a lot of laughing going on. And yet they really hadn't become millionaires except in their minds. So when you do it in your mind first, the outer world will follow. So start acting today as if you're already a millionaire or a multimillionaire, and the energy of that will help you attract the people, the resources, and the opportunities to actually create that in your life. So now here's your homework to complete after watching this video. Pull out your checkbook, and I want you to write a check made out to yourself for the amount of money you want to make within the next year. Now sign and date the check, place it somewhere where you'll see it every day, and use it as a daily reminder of where you want to be, and do whatever work is necessary to reach that goal.
That's great. For more from Jack Canfield, simply search YouTube and go to his website, jackcanfield.com. You can even sign up for some free training there. His book, The Success Principles, is available at his website and Amazon.com. Now we'll catch you on the next show, and thanks again for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollig. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. Find more great content online at georgebollig.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollig. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.